Ticholo. Animal Welfare Assessment on Pasture-Based Dairy Farms in Savannah of Bogota, Colombia. Authors: Catalina Medrano Galarza, Aldemar Zuniga Lopez, Freddy Garcia Castro. Abstract. Objectives: The aim of this study was to determine an overall on-farm animal welfare score, WS, for dairy farms using a protocol involving animal and management/resource-based variables, and to identify the variables that contributed the most to the variance for the WS. Materials and methods: 25 pasture-based dairy farms in Savannah of Bogota, Colombian High Tropic, were visited twice. During each visit, a total of 15 animal and 13 management/resource-based variables were evaluated. For each variable, a herd level negative cutoff point was established to determine compliance. Based on compliance, a WS was determined, from 0 to 100, and farms were classified as excellent, enhanced, acceptable, or non-acceptable. A linear regression model was used to evaluate the association between variables at the herd level with the WS. Results: overall, median WS was 82, min equals 67, max equals 97. Two farms were classified as excellent, WS equals 94.5, 20 as enhanced, WS equals 82.5, and 3 as acceptable, WS equals 68. Among all variables, the noncompliance regarding subclinical mastitis, hind legs and udder dirtiness score, ventral line wounds, hematobia irritans fly counts, and condition/cleanliness of pre-milking holding area was significantly associated with a 5.6, 3.6, 6.7, 5.1, 6.5, and 6.1 points reduction in the WS, respectively, R2 equals 0.84. Conclusions: welfare level found across farms was good and encouraging. Nonetheless, six variables were identified as the main contributors to an unfavorable result. Strategies for improvement could focus on these variables to be able to reach a welfare level of excellence. Keywords: benchmarking, cattle, tropical, well-being. This and other articles can be found on the journal MVZ Cordoba page.